Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
I don't want to panic you or alarm you. Just want to let you know, University of Idaho is missing a small amount of plutonium. That's what they're saying. Yeah, they say, again, it is a small amount. Although it is weapons-grade plutonium. It's gone missing from a university in Idaho. Idaho State University. They were using this thing. They say it's about the size of a 10 pence piece. I don't know how big that is, but apparently it's big enough that it made news.
And I love the way they downplay the seriousness of this too. Well, they say you couldn't make a whole nuclear bomb from it. You could make maybe a dirty bomb from it. Oh, well, if that's all you can do with it.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the university, they couldn't account for about a 30th of an ounce. That's 1 gram of the material that's used in nuclear reactors and to make nuclear bombs. They don't know where it is. So apparently somebody was doing inventory, and that's where they noticed it was missing. They were doing routine inventory at the university, and they couldn't account for 13 of its 14 plutonium sources. So there's the guy, you know, gone through with the inventory. Let me see here. Staplers, fans, we're missing some of our plutonium. That's gotta be more than frightening, I would think, if you're the university in Idaho. So where do you even store something like plutonium? It's not like you put it in a locker or something. And how does somebody get access to it? Do they have to sign it out? I know at my college, I mean, if you wanted to borrow a laptop, you had to sign it out. Is there a little clipboard with somebody who had the plutonium last? Let me see. Mr. Johnson had it last. He signed it out in 2003. Yeah, has he not returned the plutonium? They say this plutonium was being used to develop ways to ensure nuclear waste containers weren't leaking. So now I guess they're going to have to find another way. But again, what happens to university? What happens when you lose plutonium? They're facing a proposed fine of $8,500 for failing to keep track of the material. So there you go. Missing plutonium. The worst that's going to happen to you is you'll get fined. That's not too bad. Once again, missing plutonium at the university in Idaho, okay? If you see a glow over the northern border, you kind of know what's going on there.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.